And over in the Bay of Plenty, most of the region's moved to the orange light, but some businesses have chosen to do things differently. Leah Tebbutt reports.
Everyone's supported us for all these years, and I think it's so unfair that now we have to turn people away for their personal health decisions.
That's Shana McAligot, owner of the Nourished Eatery in Tauranga, who is providing her customers with a takeaway experience under the new framework. The Bay of Plenty District Health Board area hit its first 90% milestone at the beginning of this week, but only 82% of the population has received both doses. Miss McAligot believes she'll pick up new customers as a result of her decision.
We are getting a window installed here so that the unvaccinated can go to the window and then the vaccinated can go inside, just to keep everyone happy, I guess.
Around the corner, hairdresser Sydney Gould is welcoming the new system, but hopes there will soon be a way to store clients' data within the app.
It's kind of annoying to have to ask the client every single appointment, can I scan your passport?
Down the road in Te Puke, owner of Marigold Cafe, Justin Bruning, is doing the painstaking task of standing outside, checking each potential customer has their pass. He's been met with some abuse. Some who didn't realise the traffic system was now in place and didn't have their pass, and some loyal customers who've had to say goodbye.
A few people that have been coming here every day since we've opened have said that they can't come back till it's sorted. So it is a shame, and it's really hard because, yeah, you want to make money, that's what you're in business for. But we can't afford to run it differently at the moment.
Te Puke is the last big town in the Bay of Plenty in the orange level. Whakatane, Aporetiki and Kawerau districts are all in red. Te Puke florist owner Murray Howell says it's been confusing deciphering the difference between red and orange and what that meant for his business.
Now that it's actually come into place, we're starting to settle and realise where we actually are. But it was freaky yesterday, not knowing people saying one thing and people saying another thing, and I was going backwards and forwards, and I was just really starting to freak myself out, thinking, am I doing the right thing?
Western Bay of Plenty Council have decided not to ask for vaccine passes. Mayor Gary Weber says it's a pragmatic decision to ensure public services are available to everyone.
By the very nature of local government, we have to keep many of our operations open. I mean, if somebody, as I said, comes into wanting a building consent or those sorts of things, you know, registered dogs, and we've got to process them because we've got a legal obligation to do those things within, you know, X number of days.
Mr. Weber says pools and libraries will also be open, as it's easier to take a blanket approach to all their services.